Daniel on into chapter 12. And there is no reasonable need to have these three verses describing Daniel having the revelation of Jesus Christ. How does that tie into the histories of the Medes and the Persians and the histories of the Greek and pagan Rome and papal Rome? What does that have to do with it? It doesn't. What it has to do with is that Daniel, once again, here, isn't conveying the events. He's conveying information through the giving of the prophecy. So as we consider the circumstances say this. Chapter 10, the beginning of Daniel's last vision, is identifying what shall befall thy people in the latter days. And Daniel is symbolizing God's people in the latter days. And one of the characteristics of God's people in the latter days that Daniel's symbolizing here is that God's people in the end of time each will need to have a personal revelation of Jesus Christ in their experience. They're going to have to come to the foot of the cross, and self will have to be fully crucified if they're going to be among the 144,000. And brothers and sisters, this is the time period of God's church at the end of time that Daniel's illustrating here, the 144,000. And in this sense, Daniel here is also paralleling. This is the God's people at the end of time, and they're paralleling the Millerite movement because they're both a fulfillment of the parable of the 10 virgins. And in the Millerite movement, one of the things that took place during that time period was a purification process. And so we know there'll be a purification process at the end of the world. And brothers and sisters, that purification process is symbolized in verse 7, because the call for those of us that will be faithful at the end of the world that is set forth in verses 5, 6, and 7 of Daniel chapter 10 is that we each have a genuine, complete, and total personal experience with Jesus Christ. But when that opportunity arises in verse 7, Daniel's portraying God's people who see the vision, but he's surrounded by men who don't see the vision, and they flee. And they flee because a quaking falls upon them, quaking very close to shaking. What's being identified here in verse 7 is the shaking that takes place in Adventism that separates the wise and foolish virgins. Daniel is identified here as a wise virgin because he has the personal experience with Christ, and those that won't receive this personal revelation of Christ in the shaking time, they flee. And brothers and sisters, you have to ask yourself in this verse, if you want to get serious about it, do we have any evidence that Christ isn't willing to reveal himself?